One of Australia's leading infectious diseases experts says false results are inevitable when trying to identify the presence of disease. But in spite of that, Australia's testing regime is one of the best in the world. Professor Peter Collignon is a microbiologist at Canberra Hospital and the Australian National University. He's been speaking to Nick Grimm.
Peter Collignon, what's your view about this positive test result that wasn't?
Well, with any test we do in pathology, hardly any of them are 100% accurate all the time. We have both what we call false positives and false negatives. False negatives occur with the COVID PCR test because it's the sampling. Is it the throat or is it the lung? Where do you sample and at what stage of the disease? So you can miss cases. But equally, we get what we call false positives. In other words, people with positive results, even though they don't really have the virus. Now, that can occur for two reasons. One is if you've got a similar virus, say another coronavirus, it might cross-react with part of its genetic material, and so you get a positive result even though you haven't got the COVID-causing virus. But equally, you can get cross-contamination and other issues in the laboratory.
And is the fact that this particular test was conducted post-mortem, could that be a factor?
Well, it can be a factor because doing any microbiology in somebody who's died is fraught with a lot of problems, particularly bacteriology. But again, the virus in some ways, you'd expect if the genetic material was there, whether a person was dead or alive, you'd be able to actually detect it. The real problem is after somebody dies, a whole lot of things happen in their body. And, you know, the virus can be, if you like, chewed up by other things, so you may not detect it. But at the end of the day, PCR is one of the best tests we have. It is very good. We don't get very many false positives, but it's not absolute. So we've always got to check results that give us unexpected results and look at other ways of confirming it.
So inevitably, there will be more false results, as we've seen in the unfortunate case of Nathan Turner.
Yes, that's true. And one of the factors that affects how many false positive results you've got is the prevalence of disease in who you're testing. In Australia, our prevalence of disease is very low. So with any pathology test looking for it, be it a PCR test or particularly an antibody test, you can end up with a situation where you get more false positives than false negatives. Perversely, if you've got a very low rate of the infection, true infection, a lot of your results will be false positives. On the flip side, you'll hardly get any false negatives. You know, if you've got a negative result, really means something. While if you've got the opposite, you've got a lot of disease floating around in society, then your positive results actually usually fairly accurate. You don't get many false positives, but your negative ones, you've got to be more worried about. So, and that's with exactly the same test. It depends on the prevalence of disease in the population.
Infectious diseases expert Professor Peter Collignon from the Australian National University. He was speaking to Nick Grimm.